Tuesday night, Chayvus Halvados. We're on, he's going through the Sha'arim now. He wrote the Chayvus Halvados. He divided it up into ten Sha'arim. And he gives, he's in the table of contents now of the Sefer. And he's explaining the flow and the logical progression of the Sha'arim. He says the first Sha'ar is really the basic, most basic principle of everything from which everything else flows. And he explains how it flows. He doesn't just say it, but everything flows from the reality which is Hashem. Everything flows from Hashem's oneness, from Hashem's omnipotence, Hashem's omniscience, everything. That's all part of Achdus Hashem, Hu v'chachmoso echad. Everything that we can imagine about Hashem, that we can understand, that we can be taifas about Hashem, the chiyuv to develop that knowledge, not just to believe it, but Masorah, is the first Sha'ar, Sha'ar HaYichud. And everything flows from that. Our existence, our lives, what we're here for, everything we do is connected to Achdus Hashem, as he explains. When he goes through the Sha'arim now, he explains how everything flows from the Achdus Hashem. And the second Sha'ar, and we learned this also yesterday, the second Sha'ar is really bringing the first Sha'ar a little more down to earth, because he says the human mind really cannot grasp what we just said. The human mind can't grasp spirituality. The human mind can't grasp the absolute oneness which is Hashem. The mind doesn't really grasp it. So we think of Mishalem and we think of, but it's not real. It's not real. We're always like one step beyond really understanding it. We one step behind, I should say. And the way what we do have to understand, and the way we can approach the proper understanding as much as we can, but what we have to fully develop is Sha'ar HaBechina, examining nature. So Moira Dika Yosoidi says that Hashem put himself into the Nivra'im, Hashem put himself into what he created, and by examining what he created and everything about it, how it works, how it functions, the chesed involved, the greatness involved, how everything stems, how everything's logical, how everything works, how everything is totally and everything else, and you develop an appreciation and an understanding. It's not just, it's not like the, just a childish proof that Hashem exists. It's much deeper than that. This is Hashem. This is how we see Hashem. We see Hashem in this way and in this fashion. So the real, the practical, down-to-earth development of understanding of the nature of Hashem is really Sha'ar HaBechina, because that our minds can grasp, because that we see and that we know. Okay, that leads us, he then says, so we're on now page Yud Zayin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, down, six lines down. He says, V'achakach is bonanti, and then I contemplated, V'meshech hayodim onu lo echad ho amiti min ha'adus. Now again, you see from what he's writing that everything flows from Achdus Hashem. And again, it's a tremendous, I mean, he develops it in the Sefer, but he says here in a few short words, Hashem's reality, Hashem's oneness, Hashem's uniqueness, what Hashem is, it flows from that naturally that we have to be Avdei Hashem. It's not like Hashem told us to do something and we better listen or he's going to smack us up, going to bop us over the head if we don't listen. What Hashem is and the nature of Hashem, from that flows a natural obligation, a normal, natural, automatic obligation that we serve Hashem, that we are Avdei Hashem. V'achakach is bonanti b'meshech hayomim onu, our obligations, le'echad ho'amiti, to this unique, objective oneness, min ho'adnus, because since he's one, so he is the master and the sovereign over everything, and that itself is mechayev that we serve him. Now he doesn't explain why, because he's just writing the table of contents now. But this is the famous theme of the Chayvus Halvados throughout the Sefer, that Hakaras HaTov and our appreciation, our obligation to Hashem stems from the fact that we owe our existence to Him. We owe our being, our existence, the very fact that we exist, we owe to Him. And that's, and He explains in Shara Avodas Elokim why that's so, why that flows naturally, why A flows naturally from B, why the obligation of serving Hashem flows from the fact that He's the Creator and He's the Sovereign. Now, He doesn't talk about what that chiyuv is either. So there's two things. There's, first of all, why in the world am I obligated to be an Eved Hashem? He says, I will explain that in the third shah, and how it flows from your understanding of Hashem's reality. It flows that you're obligated. And then he says, and then I have to explain to you what that obligation is. The obligation doesn't make sense. Right? If you have a servant and a master, so you know, he brings him a cup of coffee, he brings him his clothing, he washes him, he does things for the master that the master needs. By definition, Hashem doesn't need anything. So what in the world does this avdus consist of? What is it? What am I doing? I'm not doing anything for Hashem. So what is the avdus? What's machayev avdus Hashem? He's not talking about schar v'onesh. Schar v'onesh is like so low on the list that it's an embarrassment that we, you know, it's like an embarrassment. We're not talking about Tzchar V'Onesh. We're not talking about Olam Haba. We're not talking about nothing. We're talking about reality. Reality. Metzius. The reality is that Hashem exists and He's sovereign. The reality is that therefore we are obligated just by that reality. Reality is Mechayev reality. And the reality is that we owe Hashem. Now, what do we owe Him? Like, how can we, like, we can't do anything for Him? Like, it doesn't make sense. So that's what he's also going to talk about in Shara Avodas Elokim. Uma Shechova, what is the obligation? Ala Nevrohim and Avdus Lefonov? Lefikach, so I will, so that's the next thing you have to explain. Like, the next thing after understanding the reality of Hashem is understanding that we're obligated and understanding what that obligation is. L'tikach kavati chovas avodas Hashem yisod shlishi l'kama mechovas avodas. So that's number three, that's next. Then he says, next, and everything is still flowing from echad amiti. Everything is still flowing from the fact that Hashem is echad. Achakach beirarti. Now you say, what comes next? Bitochon. Bitochon. He says, that's the natural next step. After you've done the, after you've, like, the next thing is that once you realize that He's sovereign, once it has dawned upon you and you are living and you understand the fact that He is real, He exists, He is one, He's the sovereign, everything comes from Him. So first thing is your obligation. Like, that's first. But then comes bitachon, because with that complete, hopefully, right, after you work on it, with that complete understanding that everything is Him, everything is Hashem, everything that happens is Hashem, because He's Echad. So once you develop that sense of Echad, then that means you develop the sense that not just He's like Superman and He's, oh wow, is He strong, He can do anything He wants. Like, way beyond that. Everything that happens is Him, because He's the only reality. So just like everything that exists is Him, so everything that happens is Him. There's no difference between a flower and an event. It's all Hashem, because He's the only reality. Once you develop that understanding, so of course you're relying on Him. Bitachon doesn't mean you hope He's going to do what you want. It doesn't mean you hope this is going to happen or you hope that's going to happen. It means you rely on Him, but there's nothing else to rely on. Why are you relying on Him? Whatever you want to happen, whatever you are relying on, anything you're relying on, you're really relying on Him, because He's the only reality. So you're not relying on the manufacturer of your car to get you to Yerushalayim. You're not relying on your boss to give you a paycheck. anything that you would finish the sentence relying, why am I going to have breakfast this morning? Because I'm relying on my wife, and I'm relying on the makolas to open up the door, and I'm relying on the delivery truck to have delivered the bread. Anything in the world that you can finish the sentence, I'm relying on blank for blank, the true truth is I'm relying on Hashem. There's nothing else to rely on. He is everything. He is all. He's the only real thing that is. Everything flows from His will. He wills it to be. So that's why the next shahr is going to have to be bitachon. Achakach beirarti mo chayovim onu lo echad amiti shehu levado manig hakol. He is sovereign. He determines everything. So anything good that happens, what we call good, and any nezek that happens, chas v'shalom, it's all him. It's not happening because, I mean, you know, it's painful to hear this. 6 million Jews did not die because Hitler wanted to kill them. That's not true. You have to understand that. A person doesn't become wealthy, it doesn't become poor, doesn't starve to death, doesn't stub his toe. The only reason that anything happens is because it's Hashem's will. Ki im birshuso. So you develop that through Hashem Echad. So nischayavnu liftoach olam ulehismaser olam. So I'm explaining why you mechuyev. I mean, this is not part of your chiyuv like Avodas Elokim. He doesn't mean now mechuyev in the sense of, hey, it's one of the 248 mitzvahs. He's talking about mechuyev. It's mechuyev. You say mechuyev amitzias. The Rambam calls Hashem mechuyev amitzias. It has to be that way. That's what he means, mechuyev. He's not talking about an obligation to go do something. He's talking about it's a mechuyev amitzias. It has to be that way. Bitachon has to be there. If you develop your sense of Hashem's oneness, then you're going to develop. Then the next thing is to make sure you're developing alongside with it your bitachon, because it's the natural flow. Because bitachon is that you're relying on blank that this will happen. There is nothing to rely on but Hashem. Ulehismaser olo means to accept what happens. Because again, you're relying on Him because there's nothing else to rely on, and then whatever happens, you're realizing it happened because it's His will, and you accept His will. So why you should accept His will? He's going to talk about. But now he's saying you accept it as His will. You have to, because Hashem Echad, and there is nothing else. So you, before it happens, you rely on Him that it should happen. Because there's nothing else to rely on. So whatever you're going to plan on relying on, it's a joke. I'm relying on the bus driver to get me to Yerushalayim. What are you relying on? I'm relying on my ability to pick up my hand in order to do the mitzvah of tefillin. You can't rely on that. You have to rely on Hashem. People get paralyzed. If you want to know what I'm talking about, people become paralyzed. Why? You know, it's amazing that you send messages from your mind and you lift up your hand. You know that's amazing. So that you have to rely on Hashem. You can't put on tefillin without Hashem. You can't rely on anything. Anything, any sentence has to end up with that. And then, if there anything happens, this sha'ar teaches us that we accept it as Hashem's will. Because nothing can happen unless it's Hashem's will. And everything that happens is unless Hashem's will. So everything that happens is Hashem's will. So you accept it as the only reality that could possibly exist. That's what it means with his maser lo. L'thikoch kavatiyos habitochon yisod revi'i l'kamu mechavis alvavu. That's why the fourth shahr is shahr habitochon. Okay, stop here. What? We're